woman goals, and this is the full 90. We're doing this for the first time. Sorry if we screw it up.
Hey, we tied our first game. How do we feel about that, Liz?
Not great. We were way more dangerous in the second half, and I'm really disappointed.
I know. We had so many opportunities to put it in the net, and we didn't. But we will talk to a couple people and see what they think.
Yeah.
All right. Woo!
All right. We're here with King Joffrey. King Joffrey, how did you feel about the watch party?
The watch party was wonderful. I think that there was more people than what I expected, which is a good thing.
Right.
That's hopefully that leads to more people next week.
All
for
right.
sure.
More importantly, how did you feel about the game?
It kind of went kind of what I expected.
Really?
I mean, like, obviously I wanted the Hounds to win.
Yeah.
I was more nervous about them getting an early goal, like Nashville that is, and us kind of losing it.
Yeah, okay.
Especially like last year, we played tight games and we fell apart.
Don't be a Nashville fan.
But
don't talk
I'm
about
not.
Last year.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
Not. But this year we played a full game.
Yeah.
We got unlucky on a bunch of shots.
Right.
A couple calls.
We did not keep our boobs over the ball.
Exactly.
I do understand.
But we got this. We got this.
Yeah.
You know, we put playing 15. It's going to be a dirty game next week. We expect that. We're going to get the win, though. We're going to get the win.
Right.
We come out here with 1 point. So.
What is your prediction for next week?
Oh, we're going to win 3-1.
All right. It was nice to talk to you.
Nice talking
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for playing along. Bye.
See ya.
We've also cornered Justin to give us his hot takes on this, the full 90. Justin, what the hell happened?
Yeah, hey, listen, I thought it was a decent game. I'm not going to complain about a 0-0 draw on the road in Nashville with 19,000 fans there. I think if we can play like we played the first 10 minutes of the second half more consistently, I think we're going to win a lot of games.
That is very true. I was really disappointed in like the first 35, 40 minutes. We played kind of slow. I was really bored.
It was a slow start. I mean, first game of the season, slow start. But second half was much better. I think Romeo, Nico, all those guys just need to find a place in the game. I thought Canardo looked good. I think it's going to be a good season.
Were you surprised that both Francois and Parks were taken out during the second half?
Francois, I wasn't. He was working hard the whole game. I don't know about Parks, but I thought Brett played decent, and it's good to get a minute.
All right. We're going to go find more strangers to talk to.
Do it.
So we're here with Allie. Apparently, she's been forced to come here because she doesn't really watch soccer. But she's been exposed to the Steel Army. She's been exposed to what a watch party is. Would you come back willingly?
Yes. I thought this watch party was so much fun. I had a ton of fun here. I think the Steel Army had so much support for the Riverhounds, and I think it's a great thing that we have going here in Pittsburgh for the Steel Army and for the Riverhounds.
As not a real soccer person, what did you think about what you saw? Were you bored? Were you intrigued?
I was intrigued the whole time. I have I have played sports in high school, okay. Not soccer, but I am a very athletic kind of person. I thought that the support here, I was into the game the whole time, even though I have no idea what soccer is and how the game works. I was into the game the whole time, and I think it's because of the energy in the room here.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Allie.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're here with Matt. Side note, I totally remembered his name, and I won bonus points for that.
You did.
Back into it, though. Matt, what did you think of the game?
It was a good game. I think the players need to push more towards the ball. They had some good shots in the second half. First half was a little sketchy. Other than that, it was a really good game.
What did you think of the watch party?
This was amazing.
Yeah.
Tons of energy, just a great time overall.
So I know that you have season tickets for your children as well.
Yes.
Are you going to subject them to the Steel Army the whole time?
Yes.
Do you think they're ready for all of this?
Yes.
All right, make sure they come to me to get a flag.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
And go.
All right, so we're here with Mark. Mark, what did you think of the game?
It's a pretty even game. First game of the year, I'm glad that we walk away with a point. Solid appearances from our new guys, and I look forward to the season ahead. It's pretty promising.
Awesome. So what did you think of the watch party?
Awesome time. So good to see a lot of energetic fans and like-minded people. It's awesome. I'm excited for the season.
Here you joined the Steel Army, so are you ready to get, like, rowdy with us in the stands?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the opener next weekend and then all the other home events, and should be an exciting season. I'm stoked.
Don't forget the tailgate for the home opener. There are walking tacos involved.
Oh,
we will feed you.
Walking tacos, you had me there.
There we go. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Bill. You are a diehard Steel Army fan.
Yes, I am.
This was a lot of people.
It was.
Were you cool? Were you surprised how many people you did not know?
Yes.
Were you excited about how many people you did not know?
Yes. The more the merrier. The more people love soccer, Pittsburgh, the better.
That's true. Based on the gameplay, are you excited for the Riverhounds this year?
Yes.
Can you tell me why?
They look to be better defensively.
Yes.
And, I mean, they didn't score, but didn't give anything up.
That's true.
So, I mean, they're better defensively. The goal scoring's going to come around. I think they're going to be better. I'm thinking they're going to get to the playoffs. I'm thinking they're going to get top four.
All right. That's pretty bold. Based on that, what do you anticipate for Penn 15 next week? What is your...
Penn 15?
Yeah, what is your Penn, score line for Penn 15?
You mean Penn Tennis Bowl FC? That's what I call it. 2-0 to the Hounds.
Yes, I like this score line. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Woo! All right, I'm here with Joe, who I don't really know very well, but he has opinions. Joe, what are your opinions?
There was a lot of running around going on. There was a lot of colors.
Yeah, those are all true.
There was some whistles. There was a couple whistles I didn't agree with, but the whistles nonetheless. There was some beer.
Yes.
There was more colors. Some guy said Yahoo at one point, and I wasn't sure if that was good or bad. And next thing you know, I looked back, and there was colors. And then whistles happened again, and I don't know what happened from there. But go Hounds! Woo!
Joe, that was the best interview of the night, and I'm going to end the podcast like that. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Absolutely.
We're shaking hands.
Anytime.
You can't see it, but it's happening.
Anytime.
All right. And anytime. Go Hounds! Good game, guys.
Woo!